To begin the current daf, Masechet Zevachim daf Kuf Aleph. Begin in the second line down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had brought in its discussion when it was saying who is the Machlokes Tanoim that Rav Chisda was referring to in his resolution of a brisa that seemed to be contradicted the Reisha and the Sefer. So the Gemara ended up bringing that it's the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan regarding do we say that Kvuras, when the Yom HaKvura, the Laila Achav, the night after the day of the burial, is that going to have Aninus or Laila Midrabana or not? That it proved that Rebbe was the one who holds that there is going to be an Aninus of Laila, at least Midrabana. On that, the Gemara had asked from another Braisa, where Rebbe has a Machlekes with Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, as we're going to discuss, he's of the opinion that Aninus Laila is actually Der Raisa. And Rebbe says, no, it's only Midivri Seifrim. So the Gemara had a difficulty with that initially, that how could it be that Kvura, which is only Rabbanan, the night afterwards is also Midrabanan, and Yom Misa, which is Midrash, that its night is not going to be afterwards Midrash, and the Gemara ended up saying that's not a difficulty. But in that discussion, there was a pasuk brought by Rabbi Yehuda to prove that Aninus is Midrash because it refers to Aaron HaKohen in his response to Moshe Rabbeinu, why is it that they burnt a carbon and they didn't eat the other carbonus when Moshe Rabbeinu had told them that they're supposed to eat the carbonus? And that Aaron had said, Hein Hayoim, they are today, which was interpreted by Rabbi Yehuda as saying that today, that's where I'm going to have the halacha regarding these karbanas, that I'm forbidden to eat them today, but I'm going to be permitted to eat them at nighttime. But for those karbanas that are ladiris, as we're going to discuss with different types of karbanas bored on the Shemini Lemilum, which is the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, which were like the Sarish Chaydish, which are brought for all generations, for all time, those karbanas, which is the one that was burnt, is usher for me to eat as an einin, whether today or even at night. So you see the element of aninus being forbidden in the kachim, not only by day, but even at nighttime. And that was Rabbi Huda's source. So once we introduce that pasuk, which was the source for Yehuda of saying that Aninus Laila is Midrashah, so the Gemara goes into that lengthy discussion in that topic where it discusses there in Sefer VaYikra and Perek Yud this discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen regarding what happened with those karbanos on that day. So Tanna Bar Linda Braisa says three times regarding that the command that was told by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu that although Aaron is an Einan, those karbanos of that day should be eaten. The first pasuk is in Perek Yud, pasuk Yud Gimel. Says over there that you should eat it in the holy place because it's a statute for you and for your children. It's from the fires of Hashem. Ki chein tzuveisi, because that's how I was commanded. Pasuk number two that the Braisa brings is in few pasukim later in pasuk Yud Ches, which is Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, look, so the blood wasn't brought into the holy area inside, so you should eat it in the holy place, kasher tzuveisi, like I had commanded. The third pasuk is an earlier pasuk, a pasuk tezvav, that says that the elevated thigh and the elevated breast of the carbon, which is on the fires of the fats, should be brought to be elevated in front of Hashem, and that should be for you and your sons and an everlasting statutes. Kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, which are all these pesukim are all mentioning the idea that the carbon is eaten by the kahana. So what are these three pesukim saying? So it says the brayse as follows. The first pasuk that we brought down, kichein tzuveisi, because so I was commanded, that's in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron regarding the mincha offerings that were brought on the Shemini Lemiluim, which it says over there, the pesukim over there, kches mincha, take the flour offering and you should eat it like I was commanded. What does it mean to say? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, ba'aninus, although you're an oinin, because your son's another of you passed away, yechlua, I was told that you should eat it. Moreover, the second pasuk that we brought, kasher tzuveisi, like I had commanded, that's in the context when he was reprimanding them regarding the chatas of Rish Chodesh. Every single Rish Chodesh is a special chatas, a musaf of Rish Chodesh that is brought, which they had burnt. As the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, wait, why? What happened? Why did you burn? Why didn't you eat the meat of the chatas? The blood wasn't brought over there. As we're going to see, the Gemara is going to go through the details of what he was saying. Well, what happened to it that you burnt it? That is, b'shas maisa amalehen. When this aninus happened to them, when on the day when they were doing the inauguration, their Aaron's son, Nadav Aviyu, passed away, and the brothers of the remaining Kanim had lost their brother, that they shouldn't stop eating from the Kachim today. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, I heard from Hashem, that the aninus of today regarding Kachim is different than all the other days of the year. And when he saw that they burnt the chatas, he said to them, no, achol teichlu oisa, you should eat it. You should have eaten it like I had commanded you at the time of when it happened. So what happened over here that I see that you burnt it? The third pasuk that we brought, which says, kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, This was regarding that he told them that they should eat the chazav b'sheik of a shalmei tzibur, which was brought that day, a certain shalmei tzibur, which generally shlamim is only a karban yachid, but there are a few exceptions, which was then that they brought a shlamim from the people, from the public, which the kahanim get the chazav b'sheik, the thigh and the breast part. You should eat it like Hashem commanded, which Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, loy me'alai on the oyma. I didn't make this up for myself that you should eat it as an oyma. And Hashem told me this, so you should be eating the meat of the karbanis. That's how the Brice interprets this parasha, these three psukim, which basically was around the concept of aninus. That, what do you mean? You shouldn't be burning this because of aninus. You should be eating it. Now, on that asked the Gemara, very meaning, but this seems to be contradicted by another Brice. Says the Brice, me aninus nisrefa. Wonder why they burnt it? Was because of the fact that they were oininim. And says the Brice, lekach nema, that's why the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen said to Moshe, that tikre'ena eisi, all these things happened to me, ko'ela, like these things, meaning like the incident that happened today, that his sons, none of you had passed away, that is an oinim. And the problem is, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu admitted to Aaron, like the pasuk says, as we're going to elaborate later on, the yita be'inim, it found favor in his eyes. Now, if the interpretation is like the first Brisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu had heard from Hashem that no, that aninus is not a problem that day, and that's what he was reprimanding them that they should be eating it. So why, as this Brisa seems to be indicating, did Moshe Rabbeinu admit and agree that you're right, there was a good reason why you burnt it, because you're aninim. Burnt it? They're supposed to eat it. So Amar Shmuli says, look, Kasha, it's not a difficulty, it's a machlekes. Harib Yehuda, the first Brisa is going like a Yehuda. Harib Nechem, the second Brisa is going like a Nechem, the time like learn the Brisa. That's a machlekes. The first opinion says, "Mibnei aninus sarfua." Why did Aaron and his sons burn the carbon? They burnt it because they were einin, because it was not permitted for them to eat the carbonus that day as an einin. Because Rabbi Nechemi does not agree to the drasha of the first brisa that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they should eat it even though they're einin. Rather, he learns that when Moshe Rabbeinu says "kichin tzuvesi," that so I was commanded, which is in the context of the mincha that he was telling to Aaron HaKohen, he was saying that even this mincha, which is a mincha from the tzibur, which we don't find anywhere that a mincha that's brought from a tzibur is eaten. It's totally burnt on the mizbeach. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, that no, the karbanos from today are all supposed to be eaten. Now, but the error that Moshe Rabbeinu had made was in regards to the element of aninus that Moshe Rabbeinu did not recall, but even if you're going to say that the kabbana should be eaten, but the fact that they're einanin, kabbalchemer from Meiser is going to make it forbidden for them to consume any carbon like an einan is forbidden. And when Aaron reminded him of the fact that they're einan, he admitted and he says, you're right, the fact that you're an einan, you can't eat it. Now, lekach nemar ke'ela. Like we said, that's the opinion of Nechemi. That's why it says, like this happened to me. He's like, what do you mean? The sons passed away today. What do you expect me to eat it? And that's what we burnt. He says, oh, you're right. You can't eat it because you're einan. That's from Nechemi's interpretation. That's like the second brisa. They say, no, it wasn't burnt because they were einan. It was burnt because something tummy touched the meat of the carbon of the chatas of the Sar Rish Chedish, which was brought that day when they inaugurated the Mishkan, which was Rish Chedish Nisan, which was also the eighth day, what's called the Shmini Lemeluim, because the first 7 days, which started from 7 days of the previous month, Moshe Rabbeinu had put it up. The last day, the eighth day, which was Rish Chedish Nisan, on that day they brought three Tzeirim, three he-goats on that day. The Sar of Nachshon, which was from the first of the Nisim, the Sar of Rish Chedish, which every Rish Chedish would bring a Sar, and the Sar that came just as a momentous occasion for that day when they inaugurated the Mishkan, like the pasuk says, "Miyurkates kechusir izim lechatas." They should take a sir izim lechatas, and it was the one of Rish Chodesh, that higo, which was one that was burnt, as we're going to explain later on. Now, the reason why it was burnt was because it became tummy. And says Rabbi Yehuda Mishimin, "Sheim ato oimet ne'aninus nisrefa." Because if you say like in the Chami that the reason why it was burnt was because they couldn't eat it, so they had to burn it because they were einin, then hayu lishlash done. Then all three se'irim that they brought that day, as we can learn later on, that we see there was three se'irim, she'isr for they should have burned. Why they only burned one, the Sar Rish Chedish? Obviously, because that one became tamei. Another would einin, but einin, then all of them should be burned. Davachar, another reason why they hold Nalik Rim Nechemia, is because in hayiro la'achlan la'erev. Even though that they were einin, fine, they can't eat it during the daytime, but then they should have eaten it in the evening. Not burnt it, becomes tummy, there's nothing to do, you have to burn it. Because according to Behudi, even though he holds, as we said in the previous daf, that Aninus Laila is deraisa, but he agrees that that day was permitted for them to be eating even their einin on the following night. And for sure, according to Reb Shimon, that he holds that even for future generations, the halacha of Aninus Laila is only at most a drabanan. So of course, this incident was a biblical narrative, for sure that they should be able to eat at nighttime. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain, so what's actually the reasoning of Rav Nechemiah? Seemingly, they have a good point. Even if they're einin, so they couldn't eat during the daytime, why burn it? Eat that night. Kachem can be eaten for a day and a night. A third reason why they say not like Rav Nechemiah is because of Ahalik Pinchas Ha'iman. So, okay. So, Aaron and his two sons were einin, because he lost his sons and they lost their brothers. But there was Pinchas, who was not an einin. It was an uncle. So, therefore, he's a kohen that could have eaten it. And the Gemara is going to ask later on, that's seemingly a very good question against Rav Nechemiah, what would he say over there? This is all the interpretation of Shmuel, that he resolves the two brises, that it's a machlekes, one's like Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Nechem. Rav Amar, he says, you could even say that both brises are like Rabbi Nechem, yeah? And that Rabbi Nechem holds that it was permitted for them to partake of the mincha, which is that pasuk that we're bringing of Kichin Tzuvesi, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, hey, you should be eating this, that was by the mincha, that it is permitted for them to eat it, even though they're einan. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kichin Tzuvesi. Now, but then how do we understand the other braisa, which was saying that the reason why it was burned, because they're einin, obviously they cannot eat it, that's referring to the Sarver Shchedesh. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu agreed and admitted to the words of Aaron. Because of Alei Kasha, as Rav explains, it says, Kan, the first braisa, which says that they were permitted to eat it, which was, that's in the pasuk of Kichin Tzuvesi regarding the mincha, the flour offering that they brought that day, that's because Shesha. That was a momentous, that was a temporary kachim, which was what's called Hayruah Shah, that was only at that time, that was permitted to be eaten by the Einanin. But Kan, over here in the second Braisa, which is referring to what they burnt, which was the star of Rishchaydish, that's Bekachay Dairis. That's referring to something that's brought throughout the generations. And Meshua and Nebeni, when he got upset at them, he made an error. He thought, since I heard that, you know, Hashem told me it's permitted for you to eat the mincha even though that you're einanin, so the same thing would apply to the chatas. And that's what Aaron said to him, that no, maybe it was specifically the kachay shah that were only brought at that one time, once in a lifetime type of karbanis, that's what should be eaten, but not the kachay daris like the surah shchaydish, and that's why we burnt it, and that's what, as we're going to explain later on, Moshe Rabbeinu admitted, he says, you're right. So therefore, both braises could be like Rav Nechemiah. And it's just that one's by kachay shah, that's the one they ate, and kachay daris is the one that they burnt. Now, that the Gemara goes through to elaborate and explain, Rem Nechemiah, that he says that the reason why the carbon, that one of Sarish Chedish, was burnt was because they were inin. How does he explain? Simply, the Gemara wants to go through that whole parsha. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell to Aaron? What did they respond back to say that they're inin? What was Moshe Rabbeinu upset about? What did he then ultimately admit and agree to Aaron? And so to Rabbanon, the other rabbis, that of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Hechem Etarzi Lulahani Kroi, how do they explain the whole parasha? Because they explained the reason why it was burnt was not because of Aninus, but rather because of Tumah. How do they go through the Psukim to show the understanding of the narrative? So the Gemara explains, from Nechemiah Etarzi Lulahach, he explains as follows. This is what happened. That Moshe Rabbeinu first said to them, Madu Aloi Chaltim, as the pasuk there continues, Esachatis, why didn't you eat the Karmachatis? What's this that I hear that you burnt it? So Amalei Moshe La'aron, what was Moshe Rabbeinu telling to Aaron? He was trying to think of ideas about what possibly happened to the chatas that you decided it has to be burnt. Shemen nichnas damal of naivel of nim. Maybe you did something wrong with the chatas. Maybe you brought it into the kodesh hakodeshim, which the pasuk says if any carbon chatas that's supposed to be on the outside is burnt inside, it becomes pasul. In other words, these words that the Gemara is quoting from the pasuk is from the final response that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Aaron. From those words, you learn that what did he initially tell them that they had responded and said that no, we didn't do that. Which from those words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, look, hein lehuva etc. penimi. So you didn't bring it inside, obviously, because Moshe Rabbeinu had asked them and they said no. This was the beginning of the discussion. So Amalai, that's what Aaron had said to Moshe, again inferring from Moshe Rabbeinu's words at the end. That Aaron said, no, hein lehuva es dama. No, the blood was not brought inside into, like it says over there, el kodesh panim, inside the kodesh hakodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, so what happened? Shemachus l'mechitzas ha'yatzas? Maybe you took it out of the area, the walled off area, that of the curtains, and you took it outside of where it's allowed to go, where it also becomes possible? On that, Amalei Aaron said to him, no, but kodesh ha'yatzas. Again, this is all from the words of Moshe, but this is all what Moshe is saying, well, it's not this, it's not that, because initially he had asked him. And Aaron said, no, it stayed by kodesh, it stayed in the holy area in the Azara. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, v'dima ba'anina sacrificed to a pasulta, maybe because you had sacrificed it as an einin and therefore you invalidated because the avodah is pasul with an einin, maybe that's why you went and burnt it? And that Amalei, Aaron said to him, Moshe, Hekribu? You think that my sons, who their kohanim had yoitim, that they did the avodah today? And yeah, a kohen hedyot is possible to do the avodah as a einin, and therefore that would be what you're saying, that they invalidated? What do you mean? You told me I have to do all the work today. Like the pasuk says, Aaron said to Moshe, krav al mizbech v'asa, you go and you do the avodah. Ani hekrafti, I did the avodah, I'm a kohen gadol. What do you mean? I'm allowed to do the avodah as an einin. It does not invalidate a carbon by my doing it. And therefore that can't be the reason why we would have burnt it. So, v'amalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, and this is the pasuk that we were inferring everything from. So, heino hubez dam, you're telling me the blood did not go into the heichel. Uba kodesh ha'isid stayed in the azar, didn't go out of the azar. So then, achol teichlo ha'isid, then you should have eaten it. Kasher tziveisi, like I had commanded by the mincha, ba'aninas yechlua. You should eat in the state of aninas. So, amalei, that's what Aaron said back to Moshe, v'atikrena isi ke'ela, that all these things happened today, all these bad things, which is that he lost his children. V'chalti chatas ha'yem, I'm going to eat the chatas today, which was the one they burned, that of the sar of Rish Chodesh. Hayitev bein Hashem, would this be good in the eyes of Hashem? Which, what was Aaron saying to Moshe? Shem olay shemate l'bekatshesha. Maybe this that you heard was only by those which were a once-in-a-lifetime types of kachem, like this mincha, which was only an obligation just by the inauguration of the Mishkan, which does not have its halachas throughout the generations. And that's what you heard, and that's what you said, kichein tzuveisi. Because the ibukachi daris, if you think your halacha also applies to the kachim that applies throughout generations, like every Rish Chodesh, is this a Rish Chodesh? But I could tell you kavuchaymer, my sakal, it's a kavuchaymer from the more lenient kedusha of meiser, that for sure we wouldn't be eating the sar Rish Chodesh as a einan. Because ma meiser kal, if you have the halacha regarding meiser, which is more lenient. Amr Terry, the Terry says, when a person says vidu meiser, when he clears out all the meisers from his house, he comes to the base of Migdash and he says, like the pasuk says in Devarim, leichalti ba'einim imenu, I did not eat from the meiser in my state of aninus, on the day that he lost his closest relative. So Bekadshim Deris Lo Kashkin, says Aaron Lekayin, by Kadshim, which are more severe, which are throughout the generations, isn't it a Kal V'chaymer that for sure we would not be eating it on when we are Einanim? And that's why we burnt it, because we couldn't eat it. Meyad, immediately by Yishma Moshe Be'ita Be'inav. Moshe Be'in heard, it found favor in his eyes, which means, Hayde V'lei Baish Moshe. Moshe Be'in admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed, Loi M'lei Shemati, to say, oh, I didn't hear. No, Elama Shemati V'shachach, he says, you're right, I heard, and I forgot, and you're right. It was only for Kachi Shah that I heard this, that you're supposed to eat, but not for Kachi Darius, and you're right, therefore, for burning this Sar of Rish Chodesh. So says the Gemara, and Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Heichem, and Tatzlah, how do they interpret the Pesukim? So the first part is the same as by Reb Nechemya. It's a Hachem, Tatzlah. This is how they would explain it. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, Madu lo echaltem es hachatas b'mekayim hakodesh? Why didn't you eat the chatas in the holy place in Nazar? Shem nichnas dam lefnei v'lefnim? Maybe you had brought in the blood from the chatas into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which invalidates it? Amalai Aaron said to him, Hein lo huvez dam el hakodesh p'nim? No, we didn't bring the blood into the Kodesh, into the p'nim, meaning into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shem mechutz l'michatzas yatzas? Maybe you took it out of the Azara, beyond the area, meaning outward. Amalai said to him, no, Hein b'kodesh ha'is, it was in the holy area, it stayed in Nazar. So it says, "V'dilma ba'ninas akrivisu v'atua." Maybe you sacrificed it in validation because as an einin, and that's how you invalidated. On that, Amalei said to Moshe, "Heini krivu." You think my sons who are forbidden as einim to the avodah did it? The pasul ba'ninas, which in aninas invalidates. Ani kravtia, I did the avodah, and therefore that can't be a reason why it was invalidated. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'dilma agav miriraychu," and this is where it comes in, where they say that the reason why it became pasul is because of tumah. Maybe because of your bitterness, because of your pain, peshatu bavitamo, you were negligent and you made it tummy. Amalei Aaron said to Moshe, kach ani benecha, this is how I am in your eyes, shani mevazda kachi shemaim, that I would disgrace the kachim of shemaim to not pay attention and to be vigilant on it, to allow tuma to happen to a carbon. But tigreno oisi keela, and this is how they translate different over here, that these things happened to me, meaning vafila elo keela, even this and other things like it, meaning if other types of mourning would happen to me, enani mevaza kach shemayim, I would never, heaven forsake, disgrace the kachm of shemayim. And that's why it says koela, not elo. Why is it koela like this? He should have said that these things happened. What do you mean? No, even if things like this, more of elos would happen, I would never allow something like this to happen. So Amalaysa, Moshe said to him, wait a second. You tell me the blood did not go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Uva Kodesh Ha'is, you tell me it stayed in the Azar. Ochel Techlo Ha'is, but Kodesh Kashat Tzeveis. So then you should have eaten it like I had commanded. But Aninas Yechlo, you should have eaten in a state of Aninas. So Amalai, so that's what Aaron said to him. Shemalei Shemata El Balayla. Maybe this that you heard that we should eat as Aina is only at night time. Because the ibayim, if you think that I should be eating this at daytime as an einan, kavuchemim ma'isar kal, I could tell you kavuchemim from ma'isar, which is more lenient, that for sure I'm not going to be eating the kadshim during the daytime. Because I'm a ma'isar kal, if we find by ma'isar, which is more lenient. Amr Torah, the Torah says, lechalte ba'einim imenu, I did not eat of it in my state of aninas. So kodesh chamal akalshigen, so kadshim, which is more severe, isn't akalshigen, of course, that I cannot be eating this during the daytime. So miyad, immediately, the pasuk says, v'yishma Moshe, Moshe heard as we continue to make days, v'yita be'enav, it found favor in his eyes, lo yboish Moshe lo yimali shemati, was embarrassed to say as some excuse that I didn't hear, el shemati v'shachachti, I heard and I forgot. Now, the Gemara has a question on this. Even if Aaron was saying that even if Einan was permitted, it was only permitted at nighttime, not during the daytime, but yiboilahu l'shayu l'mechlabortis, then, so why did they burn it? So okay, they couldn't eat it during the daytime. But why didn't they wait and eat in the evening time, which you're allowed to eat kachim during that day and the following night? That says the Gemara, you know why they burnt it? Toma ba'ainis basa. What happened was they really wanted to wait to eat at nighttime and to eat it all together. But toma happened beyond their control, meaning during the daytime, kind of very vigilant. Generally, they eat as soon as possible. But here they couldn't because they were einim. And that's what Aaron said. Even if we could eat it, we can't eat it during the daytime. And therefore, beyond their control, yeah, of course not because of negligence. It's just that but they couldn't do anything about it. And during that whole period of waiting for the nighttime, it became tamei. And that's why they ended up burning another grim nechem because they were einim. The fact they were einim, no, they could eat it during the nighttime. It's because it ended up becoming tamei. So now the Gemara asks on both their interpretations. Bishlam l'Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we could understand that they said it didn't make a difference what karbanis, whether it was kachay shah or kachay dairis, that at nighttime they were permitted to eat it, even though they were oinim, but not during the daytime. So therefore, they wanted to wait till it got to the evening time. So haindach siv hayyim, we could understand why Aaron said the term today, that he said, what v'chalti chatas hayim, do you think I'm going to eat the chatas today? Meaning I'm an einin, and I'm going to eat chatas? That's what he said. No, today, during the daytime? Maybe this that you heard that we could eat kachim even though we're einins at nighttime, and not during the daytime. So you understand why it says the word hayim, today. But El Ram Nechemia, that he says what was permitted for them was permitted even during the daytime, like the kachay shah, and what was forbidden even at nighttime, so ma hayim. So what does it mean today? What do you mean? At nighttime, the kachay darius, like the star of Rosh Chodesh, was also forbidden. Because that's what he explains. He says the reason why it was burned, because they were einanin. And they weren't waiting for the evening time to eat it. So obviously we see that he holds that aninus laila is dairais, as the Gemara says later on. So what's the point of saying today? It wasn't just today, it was even tonight. Says the Gemara, no, today doesn't mean during the day. It means chayvas hayyim, the obligation of this day. In other words, it's referring to the kachay dairis, which is an obligation of this day, every time, which is that of Rosh Chodesh. And that's why he's referring to the chayva of today. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Today's an obligation to bring this tzar Rosh Chodesh. And that you're telling me to eat it as an einan, which is the chatzas hayoyim, which is established for today? What do you mean? I can't. Because even if there's a chatzah for einan, according to Rabbi Nechemia's interpretation, that's what Aaron told Moshe, that was only for kachay shah, but not for kachay dairis, which is a chayva hayoyim. Now the Gemara asked the other way. Bishlam Rabbi Nechemia, you understand according to Rabbi Nechemia, hain duch siv, hain hayoyim hikrivu. We understand this, that it says in the Pasuk, that where Aaron HaKohen was telling Moshe Benu, that this carbon was brought for an obligation of today's obligations, which, like we said, is the Sar Rosh Chodesh, which is Kachay Dairis. So that's what Aaron was saying, what, you think I'm going to eat it as an einan? Maybe you heard it only for Kachay Shah. And that's why he says, hey, Nayayim, what, this one of the Chayva Sayim, you think I'm going to eat? But El Rabbanan, that they said that no, maybe you heard that we could eat kachim even though einin is only at night time. That's what Aaron was responding to Moshe Beinu. So then, what is this that Aaron said to Moshe? Hein hayoyim. That what? This today? What does that have to do with the hakrava? Because it was his words of hein hayoyim hikrivu. What does that have to do with the hakrava? It's regarding to the eating that has to be that. Can't be during the daytime. What is it saying? Hein hayyim akriva. They today was sacrificing. What is it? How do you translate the words according to the Rabban? Says the Gemara, Hachikama. This is what Aaron was telling to Moshe Rabbeinu. You said that maybe it was sacrificed in the state of aninus. That's what he was suspecting him of. So in that Aaron said, what? Do you think that hein, they, hein is not going on the karbonis like we interpreted from the Nechemia. It's going on the people, they, my sons, who are hedyotim, today, you think hikrivu, that they brought any carbon? No, ani hikravti. I brought all the karbanos, and therefore, this that you're suspecting, and maybe we burnt it because we've done aninus, is unfounded because I did all the avodas. I'm a kohen gadol, I can do the avodas, and therefore that it can't be the reason. So that's a totally different interpretation of heina yemekrivu. Is like Nechemya that heina yemekrivu means to say that they, these that are obligated for a chayvus hayoyim, which is sarish chaydish, that one that was sacrificed, you think I'm going to eat that? That's kachay daris. That I'm not going to eat. The hatu was only for kachay shav. Whereas the country abundant, it's going on the response to Moshe Rabbeinu's suspicion that the Hadyaitis, the sons, had done the avodah. He says, Hein Hayyim Ekribu, you think they did the avodah? I did all the avodah, and therefore that can't be the reason. And the Gemara goes back to what Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda had said, Amamar, they had said three reasons why they disagree with Reb Nechemya. The first one was, Hayy L'shlashna Shiyisrafu. What do you mean? If the reason why they burnt the carbon Sarish Chaydish was because they were Einanin and they couldn't eat it, and they couldn't even eat it at night, because they're Einanin, and that's even Deiraisa, the Laila, so then all three Karbanas should be burnt. Says the Gemara, Maishlash. What are these three Karbanas that they're referring to? Says the Gemara, the Talmud learned Deiraisa. The Pasuk says in Yikra, Vesir HaChatas, and regarding this Higot of the Chatas, Dorish Maisha. Maisha was investigating heavily to understand what happened over here. So although the simple translation refers to that one, this, as we're going to explain, the Sarish Chaydish, but says the Gemara that it's alluded to over here in these terminologies to the three Karbanas. And it says Sa'ir, Zusar Nakshin. This refers to that the first day of when all the Nasim, every day another Nasi, the prince of each tribe, brought a carbon. The first time, as the Brisa teaches in Seder Olam, which on the 23rd of Adar, they started the Miluim, the inauguration period. Now all those first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, brought Karbanis every single day, and then took it down. The eighth day, they put up the Mishkan and they didn't take it down. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that the Brisa says there were 10 crowns, 10 special things happened on that day, which that was the first one in the scene, which is Nachshon ben Amminadav. He brought that first one. That refers to in the word Sar. And it says Chatas, Su Chata Shmini. This refers to the Chatas of the Shmini Lemaluim, which is an obligation, just a one-time thing in the inauguration of the Mishkan. Like it says, Chusir Izam L'Chatas, take a He-Goat for a Chatas. And it says Darish. Why I say Darish? It says two times. So Darish is referring to Sar Shavash Chaydish, regarding that, that's what he was investigating regarding the Sar Shavash Chaydish. That's the one he wanted to know, why was that burnt? Which is every Shchaydish a Sar is brought. And this was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now that says the Braisa Yochash Shlosh and Nisan. But you would think that maybe all three were burnt. Tamalim, no, that's what the Pasuk says. Behine Sarif, it was burnt. In the singular terminology. Echad Nisif, Bolei Shlosh and Nisif. One of them was burnt, not all three. Now when it says Darish Darash, the Brisa just once it brought in that pasuk, says, Shtei Drishas Lama, what were these two investigations? Essentially it was only one. They want to know why that one was burnt. Why I say two investigations? Amalu, because he said to them, two questions I have. Memnei Machatazu Nisrafa, why was this Chataz, that of the son of Rish Chodesh, burnt? And also Ve'elu Menachis. So one question was, why was one burnt? But then he had another question. So okay, the other ones, why are they being left over here to be waited for the evening? Why are they not being eaten today? Now, on that, the Tana continues his discussion, and he says, now, so I said that there were three, and only one was burnt. Says the Tana of the Brisa, of any day Ezehu, and I wouldn't know which one of the three is the one that's burnt. But, Keshuaim, when the Pasuk says, V'isa nosen lachem losis avon ha'eda, the Mishamina says, what do you mean? This carbon was given to you to carry the sin of the assembly of the Jewish people. Hava'ima, that you could say that which one was the one that he was complaining about that it was burnt. Zesar shal Rish Chodesh, this refers to the Higul that's brought every single Rish Chodesh, which atones for the Jewish people for the sin of being tummy and going to the Beis HaMikdash or partaking of Kachem, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Sechel Shavuos on the first daf, on the Beis HaMidal. Now, so that's the three Karbanas that we're talking about. So now the Gemara goes back to the question. So they had said to him, Nechemya, according to his opinion, all three should have been burnt, because they're Einan, so you can't eat it at all. So why weren't all three burnt? Says the Gemara, Sashapik Hamilei, that's a good question. What would Reb Nechemya say? Says the Gemara, Reb Nechemya Tameh, it goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Kachay Shah Loi Paslu Baninas, like we said, he holds that no, the Aninas was only a problem regarding Kachay Dairis. Kachay Shah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they could eat, and therefore they didn't burn the other two, which were Kachay Shah. So the Gemara goes to the second question they had. Amar, they said, Hayulei La'achal Erev. Okay, so you couldn't eat it during the daytime, but because they were Einan, but they should have eaten it during the evening time. Says the Gemara, Shabbat Kamerli, that's a good question they have on them. Says the Gemara, no, Ksav Aninus Laila Dairis. And the Chemi holds that the Aninus of even the following night is biblical. So they couldn't even eat it in the following night. And that's the limit, that's all that amount of time they had. And therefore they couldn't eat it at all. And therefore they had to burn it. But Kachay Dairis, not Kachay Shah. And says Rashi from here, it would seem that's how why he learns when it says in the pasuk, but the kreeno isikel, that Aaron said to Moshe that these things happened to me, that he interprets that means to say because that he was an oinin, that's why it was burned, is because from the fact that they couldn't eat it during the evening, and that's where he learns out that obviously if we're burning because of oinin, obviously like he's answer, like we would answer the questions because they couldn't eat it at nighttime. Obviously you see from there that anin is lila, is deraisa. Now Rabbi Huda, as we mentioned in the previous stuff, he holds that yes, for future generations, then Aninus Lila was Dairaisa. But for that day, as we learn, he's with Reb Shimon disagreeing with Reb Nechemah, that it was permitted that day. Because he expounds the words of the Pasuk, Hayoim, as we mentioned before, today I am forbidden but permitted at nighttime. But for future generations, as we said, this was Reb Huda's own words in the previous stuff, then you're forbidden even the following night, L'dayreis b'dayreisa. But that was a one-time thing that even for the whatever they had then was going to be permitted. Reb Nechemiah said no, that aninus lila is daraisa, including that once in the time thing, and therefore they couldn't eat the kadshe dairis, although kadshe shah was permitted. Now davar achar, a third taina they had against Reb Nechemiah was v'alei pinchas hayiman, so they couldn't eat, fine. And you're saying that's why it was getting burned, because there were no eaters, because they were einin. But there was pinchas, and he wasn't the einin, because he was only a nephew of, he didn't have the halacha of aninus. Says Gemara Shabbat Kamerle, that's a good claim they have against Reb Nechemiah. So the Gemara knows Sabla Kerb Elazar. It's not difficult because Reb Nechemiah holds the Kerb Elazar. The Amr Elazar and Chanina says Loynis Kain Pinchas. At that point in time, Pinchas was not yet a Kain. Achahargul LeZimri until he killed Zimri, which at a later point in time, and after the inauguration of the Mishkan, so like the pasuk says Bamidbar, after he took revenge against Zimri, what he was doing to the Jewish people, it says that for him and his children after him will be a covenant of an everlasting kahuna, because he took revenge for Hashem's revenge against Zimri. So you see, it was only from that point on that it was a kohen, but previously it wasn't. Therefore, the only ones were Aaron and his sons, and they were Einan, and that's why he was burnt. Rav Ashi, he says, it's not then that he became a kohen. Rather, it was a much later point in history. Until he made peace amongst the tribes. Because in the days of Yeshua, and he was the leader of the Jewish people, the tribes of Gad and Reuben, which were on the Transjordan, they built an altar in Eiver HaYarden. And the other tribes wanted to go and fight them with a war, because what's this? What are they building altars? This is idolatry. And they asked Pinchas to go ahead and speak with them. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshua, it says, V'yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, Pinchas the Koyin heard, V'nesiya Eda, and the princes of the assembly of the Jewish people, V'rashi Alfi Yisrael, V'gomer, and all the leaders of all the Jewish people, etc. And they sent Pinchas, and he took care of the situation. Now, but the thing is, wherever you find Pinchas is mentioned, it says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. It only mentions the terminology Koyin by his father, his grandfather, by Elazar. Here it says, by Pinchas HaKoyin. So you see, it was at that point in time that he became a Koyin. Now the Gemara asks, but B'idach Nami, Rav Ashi, we just quoted, but V'ksiv Ha'isul Lo'il Zar Achav, what does he do with the Pasuk of Reb Elazar that it mentions already Kuhuna at the times of Zimri, that he's going to have a Kunas Olam? Says the Gemara, no, Rav Ashi would say, K'ksiv Ahu, when it said that, B'brachu D'ksiv. That was regarding a blessing, when he was told the good news that the kohen is never going to leave his children, but he, at that point in time, was not a kohen until later on, the days of Yeshua. Now the Gemara says, V'idach Nami with Reb Elazar, Haksiv Yishma Pinchas HaKohen, what does he do? It sounds like that he only became a kohen later on, because that's the first time it says Pinchas HaKohen, by the times of the Shvatim of Gad and Reuven. Says the Gemara, now he was a kohen already earlier. That was to create a distinct lineage for his children after, meaning at the days of Moshe he already became a Kohen. But when he made peace between the tribes, then he became a Kohen Meyuchas, that is, that his children have the greater levels of Kohuna, which the Kahanim Gedolim came for him. Which from that point on, the Kahanim Gedolim only came from the children of Pinchas. Now, relating back to something which said before, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Moshe Beinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Beinu was a Kohen Gadol. He was a high priest. And therefore he got portions of the kachim. Like it says in the pasuk of Yirk, it says Me'il Hamiluim L'Moshe Ha'ilamana, from the ram of the Miluim of the inauguration, Moshe Rabbeinu got it as a portion, which sounds like the way Kahanim get a portion in the Karbanis. And therefore we see the Moshe Rabbeinu was not just the king; he was also a Kohen Gadol. On that, as the Gemara of many questions, Meisvei. The Gemara asks from what we mentioned before. The Brisa says that they had said Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, according to Reb Nechemiah, that the reason why it was burned was because of Einan, but Valoi Pinchas Hayiman, Pinchas was with them. They couldn't eat, but why burn it? Pinchas could have eaten it. So we addressed that, what Reb Nechemiah would have said. But says the Gemara, Ve'isa, but if it's like Rav just said, then Lema, then they should have said, not just Pinchas, they should have said, Ve'le Moshe Beinu Ha'iman. They could have said that Moshe Beinu was with them, and that you couldn't have given the answer that we gave from the Chemir, like we said, by Pinchas, and he should have eaten it, because he was a Kohen Gadol. So why did they say just from Pinchas? Says the Gemara, no, Dimashani Moshe. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was different, because the Tard B'Shchina, he was very busy with the Divine Presence. He didn't have time to go out and eat Kachim, because his dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept him busy the entire day. He was in Har Sinai from morning till night. Dam Malik, the Master said, Moshe B'Hashkama Allah. Moshe in the early morning, he was ready going up on Har Sinai. U'B'Hashkama Yerid, he would come down early in the morning. This was specifically in the times of by Matan Torah, when they went up and down to sanctify the people and to give the responses of the people to Hashem, as brought him Sechta Shabbos and the Peva Medal. But one thing we see that he was very busy with the Shechina, and therefore he didn't have time to eat, so therefore it wouldn't be a question why they burnt it, because the only eaters were Aaron and his sons, or Pinchas, like they were asking, but Moshe Beinu was not an option, and therefore that wouldn't have been the reason not to burn it. The Gemara continues asking in Rav Meisveh. Learn the Braisa that quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, which talks about a Baal Mum, a Kohen that's a blemished Kohen, which is not the Avodah, but he's permitted to partake and eat of Kachim. So the pasuk says, Lechem Elikav, Mikache HaKadoshim, Umin HaKadoshim Yechel. From the bread of his God, meaning from the Kache Kachim and from the regular Kachim, he gets to eat those karbonas. Now that, the Braisa asks, Im Nemu Kache Kachim, if it already tells us he can eat from Kache Kachim, so Lama Nemu Kachim Kam. Why does it have to tell us that he also eats from the lower level karbonas? From Nemu Kachim Kam, if it tells us he eats from the Kachim Kam, Lama Nemu Kache Kachim, why does it tell us he eats from the Kache Kachim? Says the Braisa, you needed both. Eloi Nemu Kachim Kam, had it not said that he eats from the Kachim Kalam, Hayisema, I would say, only Kache Kachim Uda Eichel, that the blemished Kohen could only eat from the holiest levels of karbonas. Why? Shari Huchu Lazaru Lehen, because we find a precedent that it was permitted for them, even though they're blemished, and we find because a non-Kayin was permitted to partake of Kachi Kachim, because the assumption of the Gemara right now is whose desire that was permitted. It's referring to Moshe Beinu, like we brought the pasuk before, that the Elam Elum, the ram by the inauguration, he ate the chaza and the sheikh, and that carbon was Kachi Kachim. How do we know that it was Kachi Kachim? Because it says that you cook the meat, Pesach Oil Maid, and there you should eat it, which means that you have to eat in Nazara, unlike Kachim Kalam, which should be eaten outside. Moreover, it was only eaten for a day and a night. Like it says, Vimuta, if it was going to be left over to the next day, that you can't eat it anymore. Obviously, it's Kachi Kachim, which is limited for a day and a night. So maybe only over there it's permitted for a blemished Kayin, because we find even not a full-fledged Kayin, like a Zara, like Moshe Beinu, was permitted to partake of Kachi Kachim. But Kachim Kalam, maybe lower level karbanis, like the chaz and the sheikh of a shlam of a yachid, of an individual, that lo yechel. Maybe there the Baal Mum cannot divide it with his brothers, because like we know this pasuk of the Baal Mum is talking about dividing the portions, because we don't find anywhere that the non-Kayan, Azar, or someone that's invalid would divide by Kachim Kalam. That's what you have to say, that even by Kachim Kalam, he gets a portion. Now, Ve'ilay Nemru Kachim Kachim, had it not said by Kachim Kachim, and only Kachim Kalam, so Yisim, I would say, but Kachim Kalam Yerichel, that he could only eat it from the low level karbanas, Shein Kalam, because they're the more, less severe sanctity. But Kachim Kachim Lo Yerichel, but I would think that he cannot partake as a Baal Mum from the Kachim Kachim. Lekach Nemru Kachim Kachim, Lekach Nemru Kachim Kalam. That's why I have to say, both karbanas, he gets a portion, even though he's a Baal Mum. But one thing says the Gemara, Ketani Mia, we learned in the Brisa that says, Shari Huchu Lazaru Lehen, maybe only Kachi Kachim is permitted for him as a Bamum, because we find it doesn't have to be full-fledged Kalam is permitted for a non-Kayin that we find in history, and for them, even though the Bamum. Says the Gemara, Lav Moshe, isn't the Brisa referring to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we don't find anywhere else that a Zar, a non-Kayin, ate Kachim, the only time we find is by the Milum, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen Gadol, we see we were calling him a Zar, a non-Kayin. And then Rav Sheshet says, no, it's not difficulty on Rav. The Bama, it's regarding a private altar that was saying, which certain times in history, the Bamas were permitted, that there it's permitted Lazar for a non-Kayin. That Ukadivri Aymah, like the one who says, is brought later on, the last parak in Dafkovi Gimel Medav, that Yesh Mincha Babama, there is an opinion that holds that a flower offering could be brought on a private altar. Now, a Mincha is considered a Kachi Kachim, a highest level type of a carbon. And the leftovers of that flower offering, because only a fistful is burnt on the Mizbeach, it's the non-Kayins who do the Avodah in the private altar, that they who do the Avodah, as we see that Zar could do the Avodah, according to that opinion in the last parak, they could go ahead and eat it. So therefore we find, that's where we find that a Zar could eat and partake of Kachim Kachim. But Kachim Kalim, we don't find that that's eaten, which is the Chaza and the Sheikh, besides the Kahanim eating it, because that was never permitted for a Zar, because you don't find anywhere that a Zar gets a portion in the separated parts of a Shlamim of an individual, which is Kachim Kalim. Because in regards to what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, only Kahanim eat it. And even by a private altar, there was no Chazav HaShaykh, as the Brisa teaches in the last parak, where the Chazav HaShaykh is only applicable by what's called Bama Gedayla, which was the public, the one of like the equivalent of what it is in the Beis HaMikdash, that Mizbeach. But there was no Chazav HaShaykh by a private altar. Now, as Rashi explains, the reason why the Gemara says it only according to the one who says that there was a mincha by a bama, because if there was no mincha by a bama, then you would not find any other kachi kachim that was eaten by a private altar, because a chatzis and ashim was not brought at all in a bama. As the Mishnah teaches in Megillah of Tesma Beis, whatever cannot be given as a neder and a davar cannot be brought in a private altar. The only thing that we find that's a neder and a davar by kachi kachim is oila, which is not eaten anyway, and a mincha. So only according to the one who says that a mincha was brought on a private altar, that's how we could say it's not a difficulty on Rav. We could say it's the Zar refers to by a bama, which they did the avoida by a private altar. It doesn't have to be a kain. The one that does the avoida eats it. And you see that a mincha, that's where it's eaten. But again, you don't find anywhere that the Zar eats kachim kalim, and therefore we don't have any source for kachim kalim. That's why the Brisa said that maybe he'll only eat kachim kachim, but it's not referring to Moshe Ben. Moshe Ben was a kain gadol. The Zar refers to, where do we find the Zar eating kachim kachim? A Zar by a bama, where he brings a mincha. I think Mark continues asking on Rav Meisve. Learn the Brisa that says, Miriam Mihizgira. Who closed up Miriam when she had the tsaras? There's two stages in tsaras. There's Hezgira and there's Hechlet. Hezgira is when they're sequestered, when they're enclosed and confined, to check if it's what's going to happen to that tzaras. So who was masker her? Im tamim Moshe Hizgira. If you think Moshe Benu did it, but says the Brisa Moshe Zaru. Moshe was not a kain. Has to be done by a kain. And as a continuing type of Bezim and Aleph, Vein Zaru is in the gum. A non-kain cannot see to qualify the neger, as the pasuk says in the Meyukri Yud Gimel, Behuvel Aaron Begaimer. Has to be brought to Aaron and his children. Vim tamim Aaron Hizgira. If you think Aaron had sequestered her, Aaron Karavu. Aaron was a relative to her. She was his sister. Vein Karav Reyes and Nagaim. A relative cannot see to qualify and judge and assess a nega. As the Brisa teaches in Sanhedrin of Laman Bezim Abez, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Ribuchol Nega. Every dispute and every nega. What's the comparison? Just like disputes cannot be adjudicated by relatives, so to a nega cannot be qualified by a relative. Ella rather says, the Brisa covered Gadol Cholok La Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam Oisosha. That moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu dispensed to Miriam a great honor. Where Hashem said, Ani Kain, Hashem says, I'm a Kain, Vani Maskira, and I'm going to confine her, and Ani Chalta, I'm going to consider her a definite Mitzayra, and Vani Patron, I'm going to be the one who's going to let her go when she's finally tar from the Tzras. That's what the Brisa says. One thing asked the Gemara is, Katanami is one thing we learned, is Moshe Zar, it said that Moshe was a non-Kain, Vein Zar is in the gum, and he can't see a neg, you see he's not a Kain Gadol. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no. He was a Kohen Gadol in regards to taking from the portions of the Karbonis. Shani Maris Negem, but the halacha of seeing the Nega is different because the Aaron Uvan of Ksum B'Parsha doesn't just say you could be a Kohen. He was a Kohen, but he wasn't Aaron and his sons. And that's the unique feature of the Nega, and that's why he wasn't qualified to see the Nega. And that's why, in regards to that, he was considered a Zar. The Gemara still asks Meisve from the following Brisa. Chamish Samachas Haisa Elisheva Yisera Al Bnei Yisrael. On that day when the Mishkan was put up, as the Brisa teaches in Seder Olam, there was five rejoicings that were unique for Elisheva, the wife of Aaron HaKohen, that she had over all the other Jewish women on that day. First of all, Yevam HaMelech, her brother-in-law, who, if her husband would die without any children, that he would do Yibum to her. He was the king, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the king. Isha Kohen Gadol, her husband Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Bena, her son Elazar, was the skan, was the second in command of the Kohen Gadol, the deputy. Ben Bena, her grandson, which was Pinchas, was Meshuach Melcham. He was the anointed one to be the general for the army, as we find by Midyan that it says them and Pinchas ben Elazar came to the army, which he was the one that spoke to the people and says, Shema Yisrael, you should hear today, you're going to fight your enemies, which was a great position. Vacher, and our brother Nachshon, was Nasi Shevet. He was the prince of the tribe that brought the carbon on that day. But Vavei Lashnei Bnei, she was also in mourning for her two sons, another Benavei who passed away that day. Now, it says one thing to Brisa. It says, Ketanim, yes, we learned, Yevama Melech, her brother-in-law was the king, which sounds like Melechin. Yes, the king he was, but Kohen Gadol lay, but he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That was only her husband. And that says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Ema Af Melech, say that he was even the king, and her husband was a Kohen Gadol, and so on, and therefore it's not a contradiction. And Rav Zalacha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not just the Melech, but he was also the Kohen Gadol.